Sleeper Wire Short episode. I am your host with this one, Steven Spacabertelli, and I am continuing my path down these rookies, guys that you're going to be looking at in your dynasty drafts, and I'm really trying to stay away from, you know, basically with the depth of the draft, the entire first round for the most part, as much as I can. There were a couple guys that I really liked that I wanted to talk about that were going to go towards, you know, the end of the first round, but I definitely want to give you some targets looking a little bit later during your rookie drafts. And today I want to talk about Zach Moss. He was actually one of my favorite running backs coming into this draft class. And it really did. It broke my heart when the Buffalo Bills selected him 86th overall in the third round in the 2020 draft. Because, I mean, I'm a huge Devin Singletary fan. You know, I have been since last year. I really wasn't high on Singletary going into the draft process, but through camp, through the season, really love this guy. Love the way he plays. But I do have to be realistic in the fact that Zach Moss could potentially push for significant touches and the lead in the future. I mean, I think he's definitely going to get significant touches this year. I mean, he's basically a more physical version of Devin Singletary. And because of that physical style, he did suffer some durability issues during the 2018 season, but realistically, he's been fairly healthy outside of that. You know, standing 5'9", 223 pounds, he ran a 4.65 40 at the combine, but it was discovered after the fact that he did tweak his hamstring before all that, and he was never able to run the 40 again during his pro day. Because all, I mean, pro days were canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, later on, he did hold a private workout before the draft in which he was electronically timed at 4.52, which, you know, 4.52, that's not super fast or whatever, but yeah, I mean, that's still pretty quick. And, you know, as I've said, as the fact that he's a physical runner, he's also a very patient runner, and he has good vision and can burst through the lanes. He has elite contact balance and sheds tackles like a boss. I mean, I love the way this guy runs. And he's going to square up. He's going to finish runs to get into the end zone or move the chains to get that first down. But on top of all that, he also carries third down abilities as well. He's solid in pass pro. And even though he really wasn't featured in the pass game in college, he still had 28 receptions in 2019. 2018, he didn't really have a whole lot of receptions because I believe he only played 9 games. As I said, in 18, he had some durability issues. But if you go back to 2017, I want to say he had, you know, between 25 to 30 receptions there. So he does that have does carry that ability to be involved in the pass game. Now, Singletary and Moss, these guys are going to be a dangerous backfield in Buffalo. I really do believe that, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I see this backfield as more of like a 60-40 split in favor of Singletary, with Moss definitely getting the work inside the 20 mostly. I think he's going to be mixed in some other series too. You know, maybe they give Singletary a series off here and there or whatever, but when they're inside the 20, I could definitely see Moss being that guy. You know, I mean, they're definitely going to be solid options to start on a weekly basis, I think. I think Singletary, you're looking at, when they're both healthy, more of like a, probably like a pretty low-end RB2, and Moss is more of a flex play, just because I think that they're going to have enough touches to where if you're in a pinch, especially during the bye weeks, it's going to warrant being able to play them. Now, if anything were to happen to either one of these two, the other one immediately becomes a legit RB2 in my mind. I don't question that whatsoever. Now, I've honestly been drafting Moss in every single league that I have Devin Singletary, and I've been getting him in the early to mid second round, regardless of your format. So if you own Singletary or you need running back depth, go out and get Moss. Make sure he's on your board. And as I mentioned earlier, the area to target him is beginning to middle of the second round. Basically, Keyshawn Vaughn's coming off towards the end of the first round. You have a ton of wide receivers that are going to be going and guys that are still going to be there end of the first round. beginning of the second round. So really just depends on how your draft board develops. So it's definitely something you have to pay attention to. So that's all I have today for Zach Moss in this short episode. Make sure you go on Twitter and you follow me at SPAC21. That's SSPAC21. You can find me on Instagram there as well. You know, while you're on Twitter, look up the Sleeper Wire Show. You can follow them at Sleeper Wire Show and go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you guys enjoy your podcast shows. You know, make sure you're subscribed to the Sleeper Wire Show because you don't want to miss all the content that we have coming out through the entire offseason until we start hitting it real heavy while we're in season. So until the next time you hear my voice, have a good one.